Amen. You can go ahead and have a seat. Welcome to Crosspoint once again. My name is Kyle. I'm one of the pastors here. If I've never gotten a chance to meet you, would love to get to do that. And before we jump into the message today, we just wanted to remind you of something coming up next week. It's Mother's Day. And yeah, woohoo, someone loves their mom over there. All right. It's Mother's Day, and so we just want to let you know what we're doing and encourage you to, if your mom doesn't come here, or if you want to like gather together as a family to worship together with a mom, a woman in your life who has like a lot of influence, maybe has been a mom figure to you. We know there's a lot of ways that that can all work out, and sometimes there's a lot of tensions and all that too. But what we want to do is celebrate the mother role and mothers here in our church family next week. So there's going to be something kind of specifically speaking to that particular day. We're going to take a break from Romans and focus in on that particular topic in person next week. So we just want to let you know about that. We'd love to see you. And as we celebrate all the mothers and mother figures in our church family. Today, however, we are in Romans, and we're going to continue in the series that we've been working through. And so after a marathon three-week journey through one chapter of Romans chapter 9, Travis did a fantastic job working through that. We are starting a new chapter today. So Romans chapter 10 is what we're going to be looking at. You can turn there in your Bibles if you have them with you, or pull it up on your phone or device, or there are Bibles in the information rack in front of you in the pews. And we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 13 today. And here's what I've decided about Romans. Maybe this is really obvious to you, maybe I'm slow on the uptake, but here's what I've decided about Romans. Paul just cannot help himself in this letter. Like every single time we come to a passage of scripture in here, regardless of what he's talking about when he starts it, he always just ends up with this really straightforward message of what Jesus has done, what the gospel means, that kind of demands a response. It's not just a like communication of like, hey, here it is. It feels like he always gets to this place where it's like, I got to respond. I got to do something based off of what is being said here. And I think it just reinforces the incredible change and transformation that Paul experienced in his own life. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. And it reinforces just how important this message is. And so that has been the deal. It has been gospel after gospel after gospel of what Jesus has done, what our role in it, what his role in it is. And today is no exception. So we'll get ready to buckle in and hear that once again, because it never gets old. In Romans chapter 9, we see Paul talk at length about all kinds of stuff, about the confidence that we can have in a relationship with Jesus and the assurance that we have, how we can be trusted to keep his promises, how God is just, and how he pours out his love on people. So we've been through a lot.